challenge each other. You want a fight for the world? He dropped. Let's go. He plays the maze, baby. Let's get him.
Mom, put the hands off.
60 minutes.
Go, man.
60 plus minutes.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you, live from the NovaCare Complex, our Xfinity studio. Welcome to winter, first day of winter, and we look forward to longer days already. We look forward to Saturday when the Eagles go to Cowboys Stadium to play the Dallas Cowboys. We all know the playoff scenarios. We know all of that. What we don't know is who's going to play for either team. Injury updates coming today. NFL does not require teams to put out injury updates on Wednesdays, and so, or rather on Tuesdays, so the Eagles did not do that yesterday. As you see, the NFC is standing. Now, the Eagles, of course, need to beat the Cowboys and then beat the Redskins to stay alive. And then the Giants must lose to the Jets this weekend and have the Cowboys, the Giants beat the Cowboys in the last week. So, you know the scenario. Eagles having practice yesterday. It was a 10-10-10 practice. It was closed to the media. Word reportedly was that everyone practiced. And that includes Asante Samuel with a hamstring injury, Sean Jackson with the elbow contusion, Todd Harriman's with his ankle injury, and Cullen Jenkins with the groin, and Darrell Tapp with the ribs, and Michael Vick with the ribs, and everybody on the field reportedly. We'll find out officially today. Today we've got the coordinators. Bobby April first up around 11:30. We have the injury updates for Jackson, Samuel, Trevor Laws, who missed last week's game. It's a big one against the Cowboys on Saturday, of course. We will carry all of the coverage live for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, beginning at 3:45 Eastern Time on Christmas Eve with the kickoff show. Tune in to Eagles Nightly tonight at 7 p.m. We've got the very latest from the NovaCare Complex and also feature the final Fantasy Spin with Joel Dolan, which is interesting because, look, I'm not an expert, but I play one on TV. And in the office, fantasy football, Spadaro against McCann. Okay. All right. Let's go. Let's go. McCann, I want you, buddy. I want you, buddy. I want you. I want you. And then in my other fantasy league, I'm still alive. The Bustamus are still alive. Congratulations to my partner, John Bloom, for a great job of handling the general manager duties while I've been handling... I don't know what I've been handling, but not that. We're going to start on the phone today. Oh, by the way, the Papa John's promotion, people. Way to go! Papa John's thrilled with it. You went out, redeemed your tickets from Sunday's Eagles-Jets game, and you sold it out. Stories in the newspapers today, Papa John's, you know, closing shop up. Sorry, ran out of dough. All the Eagles fans wanted their Papa John's pizza. So Eagles fans, we hope you enjoyed it. Very delicious here. Players had some. The staff had some, thanks to Papa John's. And we certainly enjoyed it yesterday, our Papa John's pizza day, right here on Eagles Live. Let's get to the telephones here. Phil in Arizona joins us. Hello, Phil.
How's it going?
It's going fine, Phil. It's awfully early for you to be calling, but thank you.
Yeah. First off, Dallas sucks. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Thank you.
I think if the way we played the first time this season, I think we really have a good shot of winning this game. I know they've been marking this game on their calendar ever since the loss, and they're going to be put out and ready. We just got to be one step better than them. I do think McCoy had a great game against Dallas, that first one, but I think he'll even be more spectacular, and I think DeSean Jackson will finally emerge out of his shell. I mean, he has been okay this season, but with the whole contract and everything, and him with the locker room and everything like that, I think he'll come out beast-like, and our defense is phenomenal. I think we'll shine.
Okay.
I think we'll play as a team and we'll come out and hopefully go to the playoffs and we just need some help. But Other than that, I think we're going to just concentrate on the main picture, winning the game, beating Dallas, and go from there.
I love it, Phil. Give me a score.
I'm going to go 28-20 Eagles.
Okay. Phil, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the big injury news that we heard yesterday out of Dallas, Felix Jones, their running back, did not play. Hamstring injury will be, as they say, a game-time decision. We're going to take a little break right now, and then the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, joins us in our Xfinity studio. We're coming right back on Eagles Live.
Opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
What's up, Eagles fans? This is Trevor Laws. I just want to wish you guys a happy holiday season.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Fresh.
Fresh. Fresh.
We're fresh.
Fresh.
Exciting.
Exciting.
We're loving up your holiday.
We're fresh.
Fresh.
Woo. Inviting.
Inviting.
We'll make your season merry in a fresh new way.
Enjoy a freshly made holiday with the freshest ingredients from Acme. It's the recipe for eating well.
We're fresh, 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 we're fresh.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. And Merrill, first of all, happy holidays
thank
to you,
you
and yours.
Same to you and your family.
Thank you. Merrill, look, I've been asked this question a million times. I'm sure you've been asked it 2 million times. Where did this team, the last 2 weeks, convincing wins over the Dolphins and the Jets, where were they all season?
I don't know. I thought I knew. I thought when they beat the Cowboys the first time, 34-7, that they had arrived because that came on the heels of their win over the Redskins. Of course, came after the bye. And you said, now, watch them. And then they went on to lose 4 of their next 5 games. While the Cowboys picked themselves off the mat and won 4 straight before losing to Arizona. And so, with that in mind, who knows what to expect this weekend? Except I have been going around the house saying, J-E-T-S, Jets.
Merrill, do you think the Eagles just finally said this? The urgency, there's literally all must-win games from this point out and started playing? Or is it maybe just a matter of minimizing the turnovers offensively and coming together as a defense. And we talk about it from a purely defensive standpoint, building that chemistry in the locker room.
See, it's probably more that than the latter,
the former.
Because I don't think there was a point where this team said, well, we can just go out there and show up. I don't think there was ever a lack of effort on the part of this team. But there certainly was a lack of cohesiveness, a lack of performance and execution. That is what we have been seeing since the Miami game. The Eagles performing well in a lot of different areas and different areas picking each other up. But the key, David, if there is a key to this season that is greater than any other, it is still turnovers.
Yeah, agreed.
And you look at this, you look at the team this year, the San Francisco 49ers, which are the real rags to riches story, they are plus 24 in turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
There's the difference. Eagles are minus 12, which means that the 49ers have had 36 more possessions than the Eagles.
Yeah. Merrill, is it? Let's talk first about the offense. I like the way they had a balanced attack on Sunday against the Jets. Mm-hmm. Certainly when you're up 28-0, it makes it easier to run the football. I thought Michael played with a lot of control and went to the targets that were open rather than trying to force anything. I really liked the way he spread things around.
Yeah, I thought he played extremely well. I think he had an excellent game. But I go back, and I've heard people say, well, Michael hasn't had a very good season. It certainly hasn't been as good as he was during the hot stretches of last year. But I still go back, Dave, to that Giants game, that first Giants game, where he drove them down, put it into the hands of Steve Smith, deflected into the hands of Aaron Ross.
Right.
You go back to the San Francisco game, which was a pivotal game, and it's off the hands of Jeremy Maclin at the end. He fumbles it.
Right, right. And Buffalo, same thing.
Buffalo Jason was Jason Avant. Right. These were things that if the comebacks had continued, you would have said, gee, Michael Vick really had a good year because he drove them down. He was trying to drive them in for a winning field goal against San Francisco. That's all they needed.
Merrill, the matchup this week is very familiar with it. The Eagles did a great job.
By the way, I'm looking right
there. This guy, Brent, is having an awesome season. Yeah,
he deserves to be mentioned with the best tight ends in the National Football League. He is that good.
Yeah, and it's interesting the way his career has kind of gone up as a pass receiver, then been used more as a
blocker.
Now he reemerges. And what I didn't remember is how effective he is when he has the football in his hands and how powerful he is with the football in his hands.
Oh, yeah. He's tough. He will knock people over.
He's Mark Bavaro.
Well, he's like that, or look at Rob Gronkowski.
Right. But Rob Gronkowski lines up wide. He's a tight end and a – he's a wide receiver in a tight end's body.
Well, not exactly.
He's more of an inline blocker, Selleck.
Well, he does do that. But, I mean, Gronkowski doesn't run like a wide receiver, but he's big and powerful, and he breaks tackles. And that's where I'm comparing Brent Celek to Rob Gronkowski, in that both are big 250-plus pound men who just run over people and are very, very difficult to break, to bring down once they get a little head of steam.
The Cowboys with Rex Ryan, they're going to try to pressure Michael. I wonder, though, do you have a sense, Merrill, of what kind of approach they would have? I mean, the blitz, they tried it early in October, stymied, and then the Eagles just tore apart that defense.
Well, you would think they would have a different approach than they had on October the 30th at the link, because that certainly didn't work. But they're hot right now, and Tony Romo, who I have always said is just an average quarterback, isn't playing like an average quarterback in the last month. He has a quarterback rating of 102. He has 29 touchdown passes and only about 9 interceptions. I mean, he's playing at a very, very high level.
And yet they don't have, perhaps, Felix Jones.
Yeah.
Hamstring injury, big loss, no DeMarco Murray. I really like the Eagles matchup in this game.
I do too.
I really like the Eagles in this game. Crazy as it is.
Well, I don't think it's crazy, but what concerns me most, really, and I know it's out of our control, is the Jets and the Giants.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the stadium early with the engineers. I really am, on Saturday.
Just to watch.
Just so I can be in the booth to watch the entire game rather than be on the team bus going, for a player, right. For a player, you have to concentrate on what you're doing. And I have to concentrate on what I'm doing too. But part of a good deal of what I'm doing revolves around what happens between the Jets and the Giants in the first game. And that is all of the meaning of this game.
Can I tell you why I think the Jets match up beautifully with the Giants?
Yes, I wish you would.
You put Darrell Revis on
Plaxico Burress?
No, no, you put Darrell. They're on the same team. You put Darrell Revis.
I mean, you put on Hakeem Nicks. Yes.
And then you've got enough weapons to cover Manningham and the tight end, and the Giants don't run the football very well. So there's the Jets' strength defensively is against the pass.
See, I mean, talking about Plaxico Burress, what worries me is watching Burress against the Eagles. He was almost a non-factor
until that great catch in the end zone.
But most of the way on the field, he was not. He's become basically a red zone wide receiver.
Yeah.
And I think the weakest part of the Giants is their secondary.
Agreed.
They are a porous secondary
without Santonio, without the OCU Mignora too. There won't be a pass rush.
Right. So I hope you're right, but I wonder if they can take advantage. But just can take advantage with Burress.
As much as Rex Ryan is talking this week, his team can't let him down. That's the Ryan way.
It is the Ryan way.
It's great, though, Merrill, just to be here with a few weeks ago.
We
did not think it was going to be possible to have a meaningful game in week 16.
To quote Buddy Ryan, he used to, since we're on the Ryan kick,
yeah.
He used to say, hey, you win and you have a little pride in your stride. And I was in the locker room yesterday, and you could just see that there was life there. There was life.
Does this give you more, when you watch this and you see the Eagles have success, more kind of belief that, yeah, hey, you know what? The Eagles, they did put together a pretty good team here. Some of these young players, the Brian Rolls, the Casey Matthews, the Nate Allens, the Kurt Colemans, the Phillip Hunts. Hey, I know why the Eagles really like those guys. The Jason Kelseys, the Deion Lewis as a running back, not a kick returner. That there's a very bright future here, Merle?
I would think so. I honestly would think so. You look at this talent, but then you try not to analyze it too deeply right now because you want to see what these next 2 weeks bring. And we have been fooled before. So what we have to do is see what happens on Saturday in Dallas and then the following Sunday here against the Redskins. It also frustrates you if you allow it. And you keep saying over and over to yourself, and I've finally gotten to the point where I just, when that thought creeps open into my mind, I say, stop it. Where you say, oh,
if only.
I mean, 23-3 against the 49ers, who, by the way, might be the best team in the NFC right now. They might be as good as the Green Bay Packers. That's how far around they have come. But you say, if only. And how do you let John Skelton engineer a win for Arizona? Those games, those two more than any. I mean, you can go to the Buffalo game, you can go to the first Giants game, you can go to others, but those more than any, the San Francisco game and the Arizona game are the two if only they had taken one of those. But we can't worry about that now.
Merle, the way the defense has come around, Juan Castillo, who's taken so much criticism this year, has to be proud of the hard work he's put in, the results that he's gotten here, and to me, the way the defense, and tell me if you see it, the way the players have bought into the scheme. Clearly, they are playing at a different tempo than they played at times this year.
Well, they sure did the last week. You just saw Mike Patterson there, who was quietly having a very, very good season.
Yeah.
Babin with 18 sacks. Can you believe 18 sacks?
I can't believe Jason Babin. And I liked standing him up. I think Jason Babin is just one of those rare talents that, you know, he's kind of your pass rush expert, designated passer. That's what he is. And so you can line him up in that wide nine. You can stand him up. You can line him up traditional three-point stance and in the six technique. And, you know, you have a chance, right? You have a chance that he's going to get to the quarterback.
There is a great chance. And there is a great chance that this team can go down there and kick Dallas. Again, Dave, I am going to – right now already I can feel the knots starting to come in. And I saw Paul Domwich of the Daily News, who I respect a great deal. And when he walks into the press room today, the first thing I say is, Damo, tell me that the Jets are going to beat the Giants. Who do you think they'll... And I, you know, you
and
look
he said
at it. Well, he honestly does. He said he will pick the Jets. But it's, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? You can't tell. I don't have a lot of faith in either one of those two because as much as the Eagles annihilated the Jets last week, the Giants came up very, very small against the Redskins. I'm not worried about the Redskins, by the way, the following week. Of course, right now, let's just think of this one.
Merrill, next week we find out who makes the Pro Bowl. Who do you think from the Eagles will
three locks. Okay. Three locks. Shady McCoy, of course, who is the best running back in the National Football League and could end up as the rushing leader for the league. He makes it. Jason Peters, who is just spectacular. If you can go through game tape and take a look at Jason Peters, he is just mauling people. And the third is Jason Babin with 18 sacks, because this is a league where they vote for statistics. And that one just jumps off the page.
And who else? Who else do you think might? You think Harriman's or Selleck or Cole or?
No, because there are too many other people at those positions, to be honest with you.
Nnamdi or Asante?
No.
Kurt Coleman?
Not this year.
Four interceptions?
Not this year.
Okay.
Not this year. They may make it as alternates. And I've been surprised in the past. I mean, Asante Samuel has made it so often that on reputation alone, and I'm not saying he hasn't played well in stretches, but generally reputation can carry you for a couple of years, even if your statistics don't warrant it.
What do you think, last question, what do you think the crowd will be like on Saturday, Christmas Eve in Dallas? Will the crowd be fired up for this one? Will there be a lot of empty seats? What do you think?
Oh, no. It'll be packed. It will be packed. In terms of the mood of the crowd, you would think that it would be at a fever pitch. However, and I hope this does not come to fruition, if the Giants should win on Saturday afternoon before that game really means nothing to the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
They wouldn't be a wild card team, right? Would they still be in the wild card race? I don't think so. And what that would mean, Dave, is that if they beat the Eagles, they still have to beat the Giants to win the division. And if they lose to the Eagles, they still have to beat the Giants to win the division. So if that were the case, I wouldn't be surprised to see Jason Garrett start pulling people in the second half. I would, as the coach, because you're not doing a disservice to the Eagles, number one. They're already out of it. And as far as my guys are concerned, now I want them to be healthy for the Giants game next week, which means everything. So I hope that doesn't happen. That's why, just let the Jets win, and I will be. My dream, you want my,
sure,
my holiday wish?
Yes.
I want to come on the air the way I came on the air this past week at 4 o'clock. This week I want to come on the air and say, ladies and gentlemen, the Eagles are still alive. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Merle, that's what we all want to hear on Saturday. Eagles and the Cowboys, 4:15, kickoff from Cowboys Stadium, Arlington, Texas. Make sure you tune into the Eagles Radio Network. Okay. Neither can I. I can tell you're very excited.
I am.
Yeah. Good. Well, I think everybody, the energy
here is great. I love meaningful games.
The energy here is fantastic at the NovaCare Complex. Merle Reese, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Can say that I like things fast, not because my supercar shifts the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Freshly made holiday with the freshest ingredients from Acme. It's the recipe for eating well.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the community relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Is it nice though when you do kind of get recognized?
I mean, it is what it is. You know, I try to, you know, put myself in the best position, not only to make myself be successful, to make other guys be successful as well. And that's, you know, going out there and blocking somebody. That's what it is. You know, so. Like I said, it's something I take pride in personally because I think that, you know, it definitely makes you the complete player.
Does it mean as much to you to get a block on a touchdown as to score a touchdown?
I mean, yeah, man. Points.
Bobby April, Eagles special teams coordinator, to the microphone now.
Questions?
As Alex Henry's streak grows, how more impressed are you as the weeks go on here as he continues to develop here?
Well, we talked about him last couple of weeks. Yeah, I mean, he's doing a good job, and he did a good job kicking off, too. The Jets, as we talked about, you know, had a really good return team. They returned a bunch of them from fairly deep. Yeah, I think he's going to just keep getting better and stronger. And he's a real good, you know, he's a real good addition to our team.
Chaz too much, but he had the one bad punt, but then he bounced back and had a good one after that. I mean, how important is that he maintains that focus? That
been able to do that because he's hit some bad ones, and there's never a good time to hit a bad one, so you'd like to eliminate that completely. But he has responded. He has come back. A lot of guys could get shook and not do as well. He's done a pretty good job. Even when he got the kick blocked or the punt blocked against Miami, he came back and he punted fairly strong. He punted fairly strong, and he was under some duress a few times because we didn't protect as well on everything. Certainly on that first one, we didn't protect at all. So he has responded well, no doubt about that.
Did you have a chance to hit the scoreboard on Saturday?
I hope so. I hope he's punting them that high. It looks like, well, it has been hit. It has been hit, so.
Bobby, the standard coach response would probably be we only can control ourselves and we have to pay attention to us and we can't let anything else get in our mind. But when your guys are warming up and you get to the stadium on Saturday afternoon, are you going to be a little bit antsy? Are you trying to find out what is going on between the Jets and the Giants, since it means everything to the Eagles in terms of...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you could eliminate curiosity from human nature. You know, I mean, that would be impossible. So these guys are no different than anybody else. They certainly would be curious as to where things are and what they are. I you know, this has been a real good group of players in terms of... I think they've been focused on one game at a time. Now, you know, certainly we've had ups and downs, played sporadically from week to week, and one week might be great, the next week might not. But overall, with this group, they've been consistently focused and consistently confident that they're going to go out and win the game. So I see them taking that same deal into this one regardless.
Did you sense anything special at the beginning of this past game against the Jets in that I could feel just throughout the stadium once the Giants had lost to the Redskins that there was a feeling of being energized. Did you sense that in your team that they were, you know, they take a deep breath and say, you know, we're alive. Now we've got to go do this.
I certainly would think it would make you feel better. You know, when you get good news, you're going to feel better about it. I would guess so. Yeah, I mean, you plug in a positive thought, you plug in an energizing thought, you should be more positive and you should be more energized. So I think that would happen. You got to fight the other one though. You know, you got to fight the other thing, and it takes a lot of talent not to go into the tank. That's part of this profession, I think. The guys that have that, and I don't know how you get it. You probably just have it, or you've been trained to have it. But if you can be a person in this profession that does not go into the tank and just consistently tries to get better and better, you know, if you have the ability, you should do well.
Bobby, Chris Marsh has had the...
Sure.
Too much?
How's that?
Bobby, Curtis Marsh has had fumbles in each of the last two games. How do you work with him so that he doesn't lose his confidence? Because he's still a young rookie, he's still developing, and you want him to be, obviously, a good player for a long time here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope it, you know, hasn't affected his confidence. Although, he could be one of those guys that goes in the tank, you know. And I just said, it's a great talent to not go in the tank. Both of those were, you know, there was some circumstances to that. It's not like he just had an all-out gaffe. There were other things that played into that. So, you know, we got to help him. I mean, when he's catching a pass and he turns around, somebody hits him, and he's not a trained ball carrier, That's more on me, you know. That's more on me, not providing him with enough protection or not getting that thing properly executed and prepared so he would have some protection. And then the other one you see, and we try to create it and make it happen when we're covering punts to get guys into the ball. We have a mechanism for doing that. It's a tough one to practice. It is tough to practice, although we've done some work on it, tried to emulate it as much as possible. There's a communication thing that the punt returner has to do. And then there's an awareness part of the kid too, you know, and that one's a tough one. That's a tough one to call. And he was out there, you know, breaking his back to try to help get a return. And his aggression, he wasn't aware of the ball. And, you know, you don't know if a guy can hear the call or not. I mean, that's impossible to judge. And he said he didn't hear it. So he just played, and then there's an awareness of the ball and everything else that he's got to have. And he'll get better. I mean, he is a rookie. And he hasn't played that much, so he'll get better at that type of thing.
He
was just blocking the guy. He just continued to block the guy because he doesn't know. He doesn't know what's happened. And that was a short, that was a poorly punted ball. So it had low hang. So for him, he's used to playing that play. Not that he's got a time clock in his head, but that was a short duration for him. I mean, he's usually still battling for another few seconds on that play. So he just didn't hear the call. Deshaun gave it and then gave a visual signal of it as well. And then the ball hit. And peripherally, you have to have an awareness of all that stuff. And he just didn't in that moment.
A couple weeks ago about, you know, liking Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie as a return man. Now that he's been back a few games, is there any chance we see more of him, or is it still going to be Lewis?
You know, I think there's a chance. I think I said it when it happened in here because he got hurt, you know, that can put a real damper on things. don't know exactly how I phrased it at that point a couple of weeks ago, but it could put a real damper on it. And I don't know. I mean, there's a chance. There's a chance that he could. I mean, he's a real fast guy. He can run up in there. We've been working with him all year on ball security. So that would be coach's call. That would be coach's call. You know, I think he's having his best year ever. I really do. I had him in Buffalo, and I think he's having the best year he's had. I think his blocking's better. He's still got to fight like crazy and concentrate like crazy to be near the summit as a good blocker, like most people have to. It doesn't come easy for him, but he's really worked at it. I think he's had his best year. This is now two here and two in Buffalo. I've had him 4 years, and this is when he left here. When he left Buffalo and came here, when I came back here, he was better here than he was in Buffalo. So he's definitely better than all those years. I think he's really doing well. I mean, I think he's really helped out those younger guys.
For those guys to have an experience,
I think having him around is fantastic, because I think he's a good mentor to them about, I mean, I rely on him for a ton of stuff. I call him at home, say, hey, get these guys, we need to do this, or, you know. So, no, he's been great. He's been great. Fantastic.
I'm sorry, just so on that vein, you know, he makes a lot of plays on a punt return, like with a lot of tackles. Do you encourage that? I mean, if he gets hurt, that could be a bad thing for him.
Yeah, that's just part of the deal, though, you know, because he's got to be one of those cover guys. You know, the punter is so far back, and by the time he finishes, he's not generally a guy that covers. So you don't want to have nine coverage guys out there. John has done a better job. He's tried hard. He's gotten down there against anybody in space. You know, that's a problem for any of those guys. But he's done a nice job, and he's played pretty good leverage on the ball. Like I say, he's quiet. His snaps have been really good, really accurate. It's helped Alex. I mean, you know, that ball's not all over the place. So John has been a real asset to the special teams, I think, to the organization. The way he is as a person, his unselfishness, his work ethic, and he's performed very good, very, very good.
You have had three turnovers the past 2 weeks, punt return and kick return. Obviously, the team's won anyway, but is there anything you can do at this point in the year to work on that? Are those just individual plays that happened?
Yeah. Well, we've had four major gaffes. Those three plays you talked about and the punt block, and those are major, major gaffes. And without a dominant performance by the defense in both games, really dominant, and really a dominant performance by the offense, we probably don't. You can't do those two things, in a game and generally win. Those are major gaffes. I mean, you just can't have a block punt and then, you know, you lose a possession, and then they've got, not only do they have possession, they got great field position. In the same way with losing a punt or a kickoff, you know, especially a kickoff. Well, not especially, they're all bad. But a kickoff comes right after they score. So, part of the mission of that kickoff return team is to provide an immediate spark. You know, have something, boom, right there, we're right back on you. Either to come out of the half, we're coming on you.
or they scored, so what? You know, here we come. So, man, you know, I just got to do a better job of coaching them. I just got to do a better job of relaying the importance of ball security, because it's not an occasional act. You know, it's not like, okay, well, we fumbled three times. Now we got to do a good job. I mean, it's not, you know, segmented acts of securing the ball. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. And obviously haven't created it, because three in two games, three is a lot for a year. Anyway, did you say that was the last question? Thanks, fellas.
All right, that is Bobby April. And yeah, he's gone into the season and done a nice job here with rookie kickers Alex Henry and Chaz Henry. Return man is a rookie, kickoff return man, Deion Lewis. And DeSean Jackson's your punt return man, and he's been really not as productive as you'd hope he'd be. So it's been a very good, I think, coaching job by April. And then you lose Colt Anderson in that mix. And you go into this big game, you know, you're going to see Dez Bryant returning kicks. You're going to have to battle that crowd, the indoor environment, and the pressure of a big moment, really, for Henry and Henry. Be interesting to see how those two young fellas do. We skipped out of a video there with Jeremy Macklin. Let's get back into that one as we wait for Marty Mornhinweg to visit the podium.
We ain't got time, you know, to sit around and wait. You know, we got to go out there and take care of business. And, I want to be out there, and obviously my team wants me out there as well. So I got to suck it up and get out there and do it. Obviously, you never want to put yourself in a position to hurt the team, but at the same time, if you can go out there and play, you can go out there and play. Whether it's through a little pain, whatever the case may be, that's what you want to do. So, you know, I just want to do anything I can to help us, you know, get to this postseason.
What goes into blocking down the field as far as, I mean, what do you look for? What do you have to see? What do you – I assume you kind of have to play off the receiver a little bit and kind of understand what they're thinking. What goes into that?
A little bit of everything. You got to understand the play, obviously. You got to know where the ball, you know, number one read on the play is, or if it's a running play, if it's going inside, outside. So it's everything, you know, kind of reads into it. With McCoy, blocking for McCoy is kind of hard at times because you never know where he's going to go. You know, that's what makes him so special. But the most important thing is covering up your guy when he breaks. So there's little things that go into it, but, you know, just effort. I mean, you can't really teach effort. Effort is just something either you have or you don't.
You can't expect things to be as easy as they were the first time around against the Cowboys, right? I mean,
no, not at all. Not at all. We understand that the Cowboys are in position. You know, they control their own destiny. They know if they win out, they're in. So we understand that. We know they're going to, you know, plan down in Dallas. So we understand they're going to bring the end game. But, you know, everybody's confident in this locker room, man. We're confident we can go out there and, not only win the game, but put ourselves, you know, in a nice position. Obviously, everybody knows the playoff scenario. So, we know we got to take care of business in order for it to even be considered and be talked about.
Did Mike seem different last week? He just seemed so much more comfortable in the pocket. I know the pressure wasn't there like it was in Miami, but
I think
getting healthier, is that just what it is?
Yeah, and I think the line did an excellent job. You know, I think they played very well. They gave him all kinds of time, and I think Mike definitely delivered the ball on time. You know, teams are, you know, they really try to knuckle down the outside, and that's when guys inside have big days like Brenton did. So. We got so many different guys who can do so many different things. So it's fortunate enough to have the playmakers that we do have on this team.
If you guys went one game without a turnover, do you think it would be next to impossible to beat?
It'd be pretty hard, you know, because we're so explosive. And like I just said, guys who can make plays. So it'd be pretty hard to beat us if, you know, we can play, you know, mistake-free football.
Good to have Macklin healthy. Good to have him on the field, productive. I think the Eagles are going to look to try to get really great matchups, obviously, against the Cowboys defense here. Macklin, Jackson healthy. Get Yvonne on the field. Hope that offensive line holds up to the Cowboys blitz. And you know they're going to bring it against Michael Vick. You can't lay back on Vick and hope to cover those excellent wide receivers down the field. It's Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. We've got a lot of great show to get to. Coordinators today. We heard from Bobby April, we'll hear from Marty Mornhinweg, and we'll hear from Juan Castillo as well. Adam Kaplan stops by, and he'll break down that Jets-Giants game, and We're going to go inside and find out about the injuries in Dallas. The big one, running back Felix Jones missing practice yesterday, the hamstring injury that tightens up on him. Will he play Saturday against the Eagles? And, of course, the Eagles injuries, we'll update them later today. You can watch that tonight on Eagles Nightly, 7 o'clock from the NovaCare Complex. Again, shout out to the Eagles fans yesterday for taking advantage of the great offer from Papa John's, our fantastic partners here. You could redeem your game tickets from Sunday. Get yourself a free pizza yesterday. Promotion worked very, very well. We're going to take a little break when we come back. More coordinators on the way right here from the NovaCare Complex.
Say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Eagles fans, this is guard Evan Mathis. I wanted to wish you all very happy holidays. Bah humbug.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles meet the New York Jets.
4 quarters of football. Yep. 5 fast on offense. Yep. Offense, take care of the defense.
Oh, yeah.
Defense, take care of the offense.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Special teams, do your job.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we in this together.
Yep.
All we got is us. I go out swinging every day for y'all. Let's go. Swag on three. 1, 2, 3. Swag. All right.
Sanchez takes his drop, he fires, and it is complete up at the 40 and up to the 42, and then the ball comes loose. It's picked up by the Eagles, and rumbling down the left side is Jaquay Parker, all the way into the end zone. Sanchez fires, and it is intercepted by Asante Samuel on a deflection. Looks, fires, it is juggled, caught by Selleck at the 5, he's in for the touchdown!
What a day.
Saturday at 4:15, the Eagles are in Dallas, and Mike and I will be at their little monument to excess to send you all the action. Once again, the final score, the Eagles 45, the Jets 19.
Well, that was a little look at Sunday's game through the eyes of the NFL Network. Nice piece there. We are waiting for Marty Mornhinweg and Juan Castillo as the reporters kind of just hang in the auditorium. We're going to take some phone calls here, 215-339-6709. Of course, happy holidays to all Eagles fans. We know you've got a lot going on right now. We appreciate the time you're spending with us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's go up to New York and talk to Alan. Hey, Alan.
Yo, Spuds.
What's up, my man?
I'm good.
What do you have to say to the Dallas Cowboys fans this week?
Yo, Dallas sucks.
Thank you. I'm so mature. Hey, give me a quick prediction because Marty's walking up.
Oh, he's walking up. All right, 24-17 Eagles all day, all right?
And you believe the Jets beat the Giants?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, my man. Let's go to Marty Mornhinweg across the hallway in the auditorium.
All right, last ball game, the guys played pretty well, executed well, both in the run and the pass. O-line played at a high level, which enabled the rest of the fellows to do their jobs well. This ball game, we've got quite a challenge. 3-4 personnel again. Excellent personnel. You know, Ware and Ratliff and the rest of the fellas up front. They sure have some good players up front. Their linebackers are excellent. The man from Penn State there, Lee, is sure adds to their defense. Real smart, physical, aggressive player. Rarely makes a mistake. And their secondary plays aggressive. They got some really good skill back there. So we'll open up to questions.
Marty, you had your way with them when you met them October 30th at the link. Do you expect them to take the same approach and just try to do it better, or do they look at the tapes and say we have to try something different?
Yeah, well, our players played really well that day, and I'm sure they think that certainly that they can play better. And every game's different. Every game plan's different. They have evolved just a little bit, much like we have on offense. So it most likely will be a different type of game, I suspect.
Are you noticing teams focusing in more and more on stopping LeSean McCoy as the season goes on and he continues to put up big numbers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no question about that. It started many weeks ago. Absolutely. Especially when we were down some receivers. Yeah, absolutely. That's correct.
Can you anticipate which weapon they're going to take away? I mean, early it seemed clear that they wanted to spy Mike and play, play deep coverage on DeSean Jackson. But now that LeSean McCoy has come on, that seems to be a priority. So the middle's really wide open for guys like Celek. Can you anticipate what they're going to do the way that you did this past week?
Well, yeah, sure. You like to anticipate, but in the games, and our players are really good at making adjustments because that happens virtually every game. Even when things are going well, you need to make some adjustments throughout the ball game, and our players are really good at that. As far as how different teams have played us quite differently, however, going back to his point, there's certainly a emphasis on LeSean McCoy. When we have Jeremy and Jason and Deshaun, we've been pretty good. When we've missed one of those, we've become just a little bit different offensively during some of those games. So it's good to have all those guys back and healthy. I'll say one thing about Jeremy Maclin. I think he's real close to 100 now. He gutted it out now. He and Todd Herman's and others, Michael Vick, they were hurting now. I'm telling you, they were hurting big time in the past several weeks and have gutted it out. So the great sacrifice by many of the fellows. And then Jeremy goes and blocks like a madman. Now, you know, you sort of expect that, but he did a heck of a job in ways that you sometimes don't see or you don't get credit for.
He's blocking, and he had, I think he took three guys out on Selleck's long play and a couple guys on the shady touchdown, the long one. What goes into making a guy a good blocker? Obviously, it's not just being strong and you know, but I guess leverage and vision and understanding the play. What makes Jeremy good at it?
Guts. And look, you know, the big, strong, physical guys typically are a little bit better and the want to, and he's a big, strong, physical guy. And then David Culley does a great job with all the receivers that way, and what the you know, what the emphasis is there.
Just as far as that goes, too, with Jeremy and the other wide receivers, for that matter, their blocking been maybe the reason why LeSean has had why the running game has been just at a different level this year?
Well, there's many different reasons, but that certainly is one of them. The receivers can make a 4 to 6 yard play or a 10 yard play get to the 20 or 25 or even more. And that's what we expect, and that's what the receivers expect of them. And like I said, there's many reasons that LeSean McCoy is having an outstanding year, and the main reason is him. But it certainly takes everybody to get a running back started.
You've said that turnovers can be cyclic, but you've also said you guys work very hard to practice to eliminate them. They keep happening. At this point, do you just feel it's been a very flukish year, or do you feel like you've got guys who need to value the ball better?
Sometimes when I say cyclic, it may be a 2 or 3 game episode, and then it may be a half a season, or maybe season to season. Sometimes it happens that way. What do we have? One, the pick, and then
fumble, and then 2 on special.
I'll go to my grave with this one this year. We're continuing to work. The players know emphasis. It really is a good thing. You know, we had a pretty good day offensively. However, some things have to occur, and our defense played such a great game. And they gave us great field position, and then they kind of counteracted what we did with the football regarding the turnovers. They kind of counteracted that. So, excuse me, we were able to overcome that, and we've overcome quite a few things during some ball games. And there's been other games where we couldn't quite overcome some things. So.
Guys would be probably close to unbeatable if you just go one game without turning the ball over.
It's getting close to Christmas, but it's not Christmas every day. If it was Christmas every day, we'd be in a little bit better shape here, you know.
Marty, what's Macklin's potential in your mind, and what kind of steps do you see coming for him to get to there?
Well, you know what I think about Jeremy Macklin now. I think he's a valuable asset to our football team. And now he's been through a rough year. We've talked about several guys, and now he had that off-season situation that was very serious now. And then we had him for just a very short period of time before we started playing. And then it took him some time. And then he gets the hamstring and shoulder. But I'll tell you, the man is a tough, tough guy, both mentally and physically. Now, I think he's already there as long as he's healthy. I think he's one of the outstanding players in this game. So now he's had a rough year, I will say that, and he's looking forward to getting over the hump here physically so he can let all of his natural ability show.
Mark, can you explain the reason for trying Solid's emergency receiver in the second half of the season? It seems like he's used more as a blocker during the first part, but now he's really become more of a factor in the passing game. Is that
by default? It's just cyclic. really, early in the season, it happens that way, especially the way we do things, and with Deshaun and Jeremy and Jason and LeSean and Michael and Brent will show up in certain games statistically. He always shows up on the field. He's a determined player. He's quite consistent both in the run and the pass, the inline blocking and the passing game. And early in the season, we had many plays that he was number one, and because of coverage or Mike's choice or maybe Mike got flushed or something like this, the ball went elsewhere. And so he doesn't say a word, just keeps working, and he knows that he'll have big games throughout the year.
A while ago, you mentioned Sean Lee. I remember from that first meeting, he went out pretty early with an injury, and you were able to pick on Brooking a little bit. Was that did you see that as a factor in that game?
Well, Brookings is a heck of a player now. He has been for many years. I've admired him from afar for played against him many times. The guy's a heck of a football player. So that part wasn't it. All of their line, and they have several linebackers inside there that can play at a high level. Sean Lee does add some. Sean Lee's a football player. I mean, great instincts. Smart, physical, fast, tough. He's as good in coverage as he is in the run game. I just think he's a heck of a player for the Cowboys there. All right, man.
All right, there you go. That is Marty Morningweg, Eagles offensive coordinator. And he seemed really relaxed, didn't he? So it'll be interesting to see what kind of game plan he has going against Rob Ryan and that defense. They do have Sean Lee healthy. They are going to be aggressive. They've got the home field. Going to be a really great matchup to see on Saturday, 4:15 on Fox. Make sure you tune in. And make sure you tune in here, 3:45. We begin our kickoff show on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We've got our halftime show as well, the halftime report, live from the NovaCare Complex with Adam Kaplan and Chris McPherson. Chris McPherson and Adam Kaplan. And then our postgame show brought to you, presented by Rico. And the team too. Chris and Adam will bring you. We'll have all the live interviews and so forth from Cowboys Stadium. Hopefully, we'll be in a great mood getting on the airplane, heading back to Philadelphia on Christmas. So we are 2 of 3 down in the coordinator interview day. Adam Kaplan joins us here in studio shortly. And I want to throw to a player who is just one of the best guys of all time here, Darrell Tapp, who last night... he and his wife Tiffany, the Tapp of the Tapp Family Foundation, Darrell and Tiffany Tapp of the Tapp Family Foundation, they had a Christmas toy shopping spree at Toys R Us. They provided $100 for each child to shop for themselves or the family. Other players showing up for the Eagles. You see, Akeem Jordan there, Greg Lloyd as well, and really makes a difference helping out these kids. And just brightens up the mood there. You see Jaquan Jarrett and Akeem the Dream, Brian Roll, helping out a great guy, Darrell Tapp, his wife Tiffany, going on a little shopping spree last night. It was a wonderful event. Julian Vandervell, there you're signing an autograph. And that's something for the Darrell Tapp Foundation. So great stuff from them. And good job to Colin here. Colin doing a good job shooting that. Nice piece. And thanks very much for Darrell for spreading some holiday cheer. One of the truly great guys we've come across here. You know, in years and years of great guys, Darrell's one of the very best. So we wish him best of luck getting back on the field this week. I know how much he misses being on the field with that rib injury. We've got Juan Castillo still coming up here. We're still taking phone calls, 215-339-6709. Let's try to get Manny from Miami on the show. Hey, Manny.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you? Happy holidays.
You too, sir. Have a merry, merry, hopefully it's a great Christmas.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Happy New Year as well.
Yes, sir, you too.
It's been a crazy season, as we spoke earlier in the season, Dave. It's been unbelievable to know that, you know, right after the Seattle game, you know what I'm saying, we're down, our heads are down, our hearts with this team just, well, at least in my perspective, was just broken.
Yeah.
And now to find ourselves in this position, I don't really think I can ask much more. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a crazy NFL season, man.
Yeah, I can't ask for any more, but I can certainly not turn it down if it comes the Eagles' way and they are able to,
mm-hmm.
you know, stay alive another week. And that's really what it is. It's really one week. It's
but
one,
Dave,
one
there's
week
one thing I really want to ask you.
Yeah.
What is your major need on this team? And I know it's on the defensive side.
It
will have to be linebacker, right?
Probably. You know, I mean, I mean, safety, I still want a big-time safety. I think Coleman and Allen are developing. I think the young linebackers are developing. I just, well, in general, more playmakers on defense, probably. And I want Michael, my major need is Michael Vick to stay healthy and then to add to the mix, because Vince Young's going to go away.
Yeah.
I like Mike Kafka, but I'm, you know, I wouldn't call Mike Kafka a franchise kind of quarterback. I want to be as good as you got. I want, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, that kind of performance week in, week out at the quarterback position.
Yeah. Well, I think that our keys for this game against by the way, Dallas sucks.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank
by
you.
The way, I think that we have to, I believe, have time off. You know, like we have to have time with the ball. I believe we have to run the ball, just like we did. You know that Ryan will be looking to stop those.
Give me a quick prediction, because Juan's on the way.
All right, Dave, I'm sorry, but it'll be Eagles 28, Dallas 20.
Thanks, my man. Here's Juan.
Hello?
Juan, defenses play so much with emotion. How can what happens in the first game on Saturday afternoon between the Jets and the Giants not affect the emotion of your team, your unit, going into this game?
Well, first of all, I didn't know they were playing on Saturday, too, huh, man? They're playing on Saturday, huh? You know, it really, I think, you know, the guys, you know, they're just working hard. And I think this is more than, it's more about when you work hard, you know, we all believe good things happen. You know, sometimes there's obstacles, and, you know, God knows we've had some, you know, but I think it's, they're getting rewarded a little bit for all the hard work. And the thing that's important is just keep working hard, keep getting better. You know, I think the guys, you know, there's a couple of things that, you know, besides the playoffs, you know, they want to be a top 10 defense, you know, and those things. And so they're working hard right now and you know, just want to play well.
Kirk Coleman, this guy who was sat down for a little while earlier in the season. He's now back in the lineup. He's made some plays. Can you just talk about what was the thinking at that time when you sat him down, and what's been different since he's come back into the lineup?
Well, you know what? I mean, I think sometimes what happens, you know, and I think, you know, Kurt mentioned this before. I think that sometimes when something's taken away from you, you know, you really come back. When you come back, you really know how an awesome thing it is to start in the NFL. I think all of us in here, you know, it's Christmas. You know, one thing, I'd like to wish everybody in Philadelphia a Merry Christmas. And, you know, all those guys, just keep working hard. You never know what can happen, you know. Even though people tell you it can't and don't believe in your thing, just keep working hard, man, and you never know. But the thing that is that it's a privilege for us to be doing what we're doing. You know, and I think that's what he found out when he sat down, you know, and he's really come back. He studies a lot. Matter of fact, he leads a group, you know, that they watch tape together and early in the mornings, you know, and he's a leader of it. And I think that's helped. I think it helped Nate, too. I mean, that's something that's helped Nate. And I think Casey, and I think sometimes when things like that happen, so, you know, Les, you're going to do one or two things, right? You're either going to go down, you're going to get worse, or you're going to get better. I don't think anybody, I think in life, you know, every day we either get better or we get worse.
Well, what do you see, just as these guys have played together more, do you sense more confidence, meetings, locker room, pregame, during the game? Do you just sense they feel better about where they are?
Well, I think there's more consistency, you know, Les, and, you know, they're getting to know each other. They're getting to know what the other one does without having to look, you know. I mean, Kurt made a comment, you know, that I happened to just read, you know, that he said, you know, on that play, he said he came up and really tried to go for the kill shot because he knew Casey was right there. He felt comfortable that if he, for whatever reason, missed the tackle because he was trying to cause a turnover, that Casey would be there to make it because he knows now that everybody's flying to the ball. Oh, well, that's a great story, you know.
Oh, did you use that one too? You guys want a room? Along those lines, did you happen to see Nnamdi's comments after the game where he said that
you know, the difference with the defense is he kind of singled out play calling and your comfort and going some things. And, you know, it was almost insinuating earlier in the year that things weren't right with everything. Is that
well,
fair?
You know, I think when you look at Nam, you know, I don't think when anybody comes here and you go into a whole different atmosphere, you know, I think just the practice, I think, you know, initially he had to get used to the way we practice here and the way we do things here. I think there's a lot of things that he wasn't accustomed to doing, you know, and coming from a different place. I mean, there things are going to be different. I mean, not just the whole atmosphere, you know. I mean, we're not where we want to be this year, but I think when you go back and you look at Coach's track record, you know, he was coming to a place where, you know, we're winners. We've been winning as of late. You know, so I think there's the whole atmosphere, the whole deal, I think, was different for him initially, the way we practice.
Cowboys team, Dallas, since the first time you played them, they're kind of a different team. They got Felix Jones is playing a lot more with Murray Hurd, and Lauren Robinson's kind of emerged as a big-time guy. Austin's back. Romo, I think, is 17 or 18 touchdowns and two picks since you guys played them. Just kind of talk about the challenge that you're going to face with their group and the way they're playing.
Talent-wise, they're the most talented team that we faced. You know, and they're playing well and they're playing hard. You know, Tony Romo, you know, just like I said, you know, he's a great quarterback. You know, I think he's Hispanic too, you know, but he's a great quarterback. And he's doing a good job leading the group. It's going to be a great challenge. I think a great challenge that our guys like, you know. I think Nam likes it, you know. I think, you know, so, you know, if they listen to me, you know, they get excited because we, you know, I mean, this is awesome. You know, they get to go down there and go against all those stars, you know, the Cowboys, you know. So we get to see, you know, what we're made out of and where we're at right now.
You made so many changes with your young linebackers over the course of the season. Have you decided who does what best? What was the process in getting them into the positions that they're in now?
Well, you know, one of the things too, Les, is I think, you know, we talked about how young they are. And, you know, as we were looking at, you know, all those kids can play. You know, they're not kids, they're young men, excuse me, but they can all play. So the thing was, is, you know what, if we just cut a little bit for each one and they just focus on a certain package, you know, that, you know what, maybe they can play fast. It's all about playing fast, you know. I think that's one of the things for Nam too, you know, is when you get a new system, you're not allowed, you can't play fast because you're trying to learn the system. And so I think what it's done is allowed these guys just to focus on a certain part. Sure, they got to know the rest of it, but they know that, you know, Jamar knows that he's going to be in on base. Casey knows he's going to be in on Buffalo and nickel. B-Roll knows that he's got to know a little bit of Buffalo, a little bit of base. Keenan knows that he's in nickel. He may be in dime. So all of a sudden, too, when they're studying tape, and you're breaking it down different categories. And so I think it enables them to play a little faster. And, you know, it just helps their maturity.
It's been a big issue with why you guys have improved in the red zone the last few weeks.
Well, you know, just the fundamentals, you know, just the fundamentals. And then, again, you know, some of these coverages, you know, you say, well, there's some of the same things, but we have a bunch of different guys, you know, working together and matching the routes and things like that. I think, you know, the thing is, you know, that's history, man. We got to do that this week, you know. Got to, you know, even do better than that this week.
Talking about the practices, especially with Nnamdi, having, a transition in the way – what did you mean? The practices are different than Oakland's or a little more difficult?
Well, I'm not sure from what I hear from different people. You know, we practice fast. You know, everybody worked, you know, everybody is, I mean, it's a fast deal. Everybody, you know, most of the corners play, you know, we have a 10-play script. I mean, they go the 10 plays, you know. And I'm not sure that everybody does that, things like that. So, you know, that was really just a general thing that I, you know, from what I had heard from people, you know, might be wrong, but that's what I had heard, you know. And so I think things were different. I think for everybody, you know, everybody has their own little way. And you know what? Just like you guys, each one of you guys in here thinks you're better than the other one, the way you do things, right? I mean, if you didn't think that, then you wouldn't be where you're at. I'm sure, Les, you got it your way, and you think my way's better than John, my way's better than, You know, and I think football, you know, Bob's back there and he's thinking, why doesn't Juan say anything about me because I'm better than Les because my way is better. No, but I'm saying we all have to. Jeff smirking over there said, I'm better looking than the rest of them, so my stuff is better. You know, we all in our way, we have to be like that. Confidence-wise, we have to feel that what we do is the best. It's better than anybody else. Or if not, we wouldn't be in this business or this profession. So when I say something like that, maybe I'm just saying it because I feel that what we do, what Coach Reed does here is the best. The best, the way we practice, the way he goes about things, and we just feel that way.
Adjustment then kind of carrying that over in the game?
Is that what you meant? Well, you know, adjustment, just the different coverages, you know, different names. You know, you say, well, man is man. Well, you know what? If they call it Jane and we call it John, you know, it's still different, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, when three guys get together, you know, a guy's got to go here, a guy there, and then you have different ways to do that. Do you add the safety? Well, all those things, you have different names. They call them a certain way. You know, we say point combo, three-way. Those are our names that we use. They use different names. See, so all those things, those are a lot of things when you're looking at putting things together. And you know, really those guys missed the two-a-days. They came here when we were already practicing one-a-day.
Guys, two more questions.
One of the other things some of the guys mentioned in the locker room that might have been different is that saying that on first down, really focusing even more on the run and less on an all-out pass rush in order to get him to second and third and long where you can pass rush with less concern. Is that an adjustment you've made recently?
Well, no. You know what? I think that, you know, when I was on offense, you know, that nine technique, when we played on offense, Coach Reed always talked about how that was a tough deal. He said, man, Juan, that's tough. You know, that's, you know, and protection-wise, me being over there, it was always tough to block the play passes on first down, second down. So really, you know, that's part of the thing, you know, why Coach wanted to play a nine technique was the problems that it presented to us on offense. You know, that's why we like that scheme. So, no, you know, we've been playing the nine. You know, sometimes we have to move them head up and play a six technique, and you know they've had sacks like that, and you know the D line, they play hard, man. They, you know, they're, you know, I guess you can almost say, you know, they're 100%. You know, I had said Trent and Babin percent. Now I'm saying D line percent. You know, that's different. You know, we got to get everybody to play D line percent. You know.
Another sack. Is that kind of an example of how his technique is coming along?
Who's that? I'm sorry. Yeah, you know what, Hunt? Oh man, he's an athlete, you know, and you know he's hungry too now, meaning that, you know, he wants to prove to everybody. Sometimes, you know, sometimes because you're smaller, you know, people don't think that you can do with the things that you can do. So he's, you know, he's got a big heart, just like the rest of them, you know, and just like a lot of our guys, you know, they have big hearts, you know, play hard, and we're going to bring those hearts to Dallas Saturday night, you know.
Okay.
All right, that is Juan Castillo, and that concludes the coordinators here. Let's take a little break on Eagles Live, and then Adam Kaplan comes in. He's going to talk about the Jets and the Giants, break it down, also get inside the injury of Felix Jones. What's going on there? Coming right back on Eagles Live in just a moment.
Stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can. How does it go? I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
We are inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by our pro football analyst, Adam Kaplan. Cappy, let's talk first about the 1 o'clock game on Saturday, Jets Giants. I happen to think it's a great matchup for the Jets.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Always glad to be on your show, Dave.
Thank you.
I have to say that because I get paid to say that. In fact, it's in the check you give me every day.
Right.
But no, honestly, the Jets are coming off an embarrassing performance. But here's the problem. So are the Giants.
Right.
So how do you balance that? I mean, who's going to be worse of the two teams that are struggling? But it's technically a home game for the Jets. And I see you have some people are excited over there.
Right.
So, but anyway, I agree with that. I think the Jets will actually come out and be upset at their performance last week. And I think they'll pull it out against the Giants.
But don't you think there's a matter? I mean, they stop. I mean, their strength is covering downfield. And if you put Revis on Nix, you feel like you're minimizing that. Manningham, you kind of don't worry. Cruz is a factor. I kind of just like the way the Jets match, just strictly the
matchup. They can. It's interesting. Last week's game against the Eagles, they didn't play at the typical, okay, Revis will just cover the best passing option, that'll be it. They didn't do that. They played sides. So we'll see. I agree with you. If I were the Jets, I would absolutely have Revis on Nix. You'll take your lumps with Manningham, but the guy that you've got to stop is Cruz. Cruz is phenomenal. Best third down receiver in the National Football League.
They didn't blitz much. We talked about last week how Michael Vick was going to be confused, and there was nothing.
You said to me after the game, were you surprised that they didn't get to Vick? And in fact, when they did, Vick was able to move away, and he beat the rush. So some of the throws that he made, as you're seeing here, were just unbelievable.
I like that route there. He ran Revis off
the dig, right, and he came back a comeback. That was nice. That was a great route by Jackson. And you know what? I did say that Celek would be a factor. I didn't think it would be 5 for 170 or whatever he got. But you know what? Dallas has not covered the tight end well at all.
Yeah,
They struggle, and their safeties are slow, but they're smart. They're more box players. I think Celek again, as he has been in really for 2 months, will be a factor in this game.
All right, so. You are in agreement with me that the Jets will.
Yeah, I think the Jets,
barring a bad game,
I'll tell you what though. Here's the one thing: they better not get behind because they cannot come from behind. They don't play that way. They played to the running game and their defense. The Giants could score. You know, they had some really bad drops.
What
last
happened
week.
With the Giants and the Redskins?
Turnovers were bad. Drop passes. One would have been for a clear touchdown by
their
Nicks.
Defense.
Their defense has fallen off. I mean. Umanyiwara won't play. Tuck is playing at 50% because
right,
he's got
a groin. Right, he went
he's
off.
Got
and
a
on
toe the injury. He's got problems. They're not that great against the run anymore. Their pass rushers aren't getting home. Their line is beat up. They don't run the ball well. I mean, everything that could go wrong. You saw in the beginning of the season with the injuries, losing Terrell Thomas for the season, that killed them. They just have too many injuries to overcome. And the Jets, you just never know with them. Again, they better get a lead. This would concern me if you're an Eagles fan. If the Jets get behind, 14-0, I don't think there's any way they're coming back, as we saw in this game. I'll tell you what, though, in the Eagles game, first four runs, Sean Green looked pretty good. Had Santonio Holmes not turned the ball over, we could have been looking at a different game. But I'll tell you one thing about the Eagles. There's a difference between the Eagles now and the Eagles of 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago. They're taking advantage of the opportunities that they're getting. Which they clearly were not doing.
Yeah, they're scoring points off takeaways. All right, let's get to the Eagles-Cowboys matchup. But first, how significant is the Felix Jones injury?
The described hamstring tightness, he's had problems with his hamstrings over his career. I think he'll play. I think they'll just limit his practice time, make sure he gets to Saturday. If he can play with DeMarco Murray on injured reserve, it'll be Sammy Marsh as the main ball carrier. Marsh did look good. He ran hard. He's a downhill runner, but he's not a guy that is going to be able to probably handle 20 carries. They have a running back on the practice squad. Unfortunately, they lost another running back. I think it was Tanner. He's on injured reserve. So they don't have, you know, they don't have anywhere to go right now. It would have to be Sammy Morris, who signed off the couch a couple weeks ago.
All right, if you are Juan Castillo, and we've seen this explosion of formations and variants in the pass rush and the amoeba look where you stand up, Cole, and
that's Packers right there, man.
And Babin, which we all love. How do you attack this Cowboys offense?
Yeah, in Castillo's defense, this is what he's wanted to do all season. But the players simply weren't ready for it. And now mentally they're there. They're playing. I love that formation where Babin stands in the middle, just like Clay Matthews. It's a delayed blitz with...
runs a game.
Yeah. I love that, man. I love that. And that the stunt, it's really a delayed stunt blitz through the A-gap. I love it. And you know what? I still do that because the Dallas Cowboys offensive line is not very good.
Mm-hmm.
They're another team that is slow. Their offensive line is slow. I do more of that. Now, how do you vary it? Now that stuff's on tape, you've got to do it a different way. And let me throw this out there. And I don't think anyone's really written this or said it, so I'll say it. Jaquay Parker's all the way back from his injuries. He made one play where he tracked down, it might have been Green, was phenomenal. His speed is back, so this is good. I mean, I still do the amoeba looks. I do everything. Now, look, the Packers have done
How about in coverage? Yeah.
That's a good question. The Eagles will have to, this is my theory on this, I've thought about it. They're going to have to go nickel the entire game because LaRon Robinson's on the field a ton. Now, when they're not doing the three receivers, it's Fiametta and two tight ends, and they still, once in a while, will do their three tight end look. That's their version of a jumbo look. So the Cowboys will go with various formations, but I'm telling you right now that you're going to have to go nickel. LaRon Robinson's a major factor, even with Austin back. He's a factor.
If you take Fiametta off the field, they don't run the football, right? I mean, the fullback
is so...
No,
it's going to be a pass, right. It's good. Now, Fiametta was a bigger factor with Murray. His numbers were significantly higher with Murray, but Murray's on injured reserve. I think two tight ends, three receivers, one back or no back. I mean, that's pretty much all you can do. This Ron Robinson's been one of the best stories in the National Football League. Nine touchdowns. That's unbelievable. Done a great job.
Let's talk about Rob Ryan's defense. Good game against the Buccaneers, of course. But where are they? They have not. They've been really up
and
down.
He does not do, in studying this matchup, he does not do the same things as his brother does. He's not doing as many different looks, but they blitz. Now, they've got better pass rushers, okay? Spencer's not having the kind of year that he had a couple years ago, but where, although the Eagles have done a good job against them, those four sacks in the first matchup.
The athleticism of Peters and Harriman.
You wouldn't
really
even know that he was, honestly, the most inconsequential four sacks you've ever seen in a football game. The Eagles actually did a very good job against him. He was really a non-factor. The guy you have to worry about is Jay Ratliff. He's so disruptive. And then those the two outside linebackers, they will use Sensible as a box player, as a blitzer, as an add-in player against the run if they need it because he's big and he's physical. I think you might see that against McCoy because they got to stop McCoy.
Yeah.
I mean, the way McCoy bounced back big time last week, the line got off the ball really well. No question about it. And they're using Peter's athleticism. Herman's had a better game than he had the two games previous to that. Things are going a lot better, I think, for the Eagles offense now. I think they feel better about themselves, and they'll take that confidence. Macklin's a week healthier, you're hoping. And guy you're going to attack is Scandrick. Everybody goes after Orlando Scandrick, the guy who got that big contract in the offseason, but he's the guy you have to go after. I think they'll do that.
Adam, did the Eagles win this game?
Sorry, you have to preface this by saying if the Jets don't win, I don't know how I think they're deflated.
Well, if the Jets don't win, then the Cowboys Cowboys don't play their starters then.
You might be right. End of the game,
it doesn't matter anyway.
But I'd said this. You had asked me when they were struggling after Seattle game, what do they have to play for? Not only just the outside chance at the playoffs, close the season well. Go into next season at 8-8. You're coming off four straight wins, possibly if you win these next two. Feel good about yourself. I think the Jets win, but do the Eagles win if that happens? I'm still going to pick the Cowboys. Still picking the Cowboys in a high scoring game. But I'll tell you, if Felix Jones doesn't play, that changes everything to me.
Okay.
Because they have to be one-dimensional. That's when Romo struggles mentally.
Yeah.
So if Felix Jones plays...
How much of a drop-off is it, first of all, from Murray to Jones?
Different, because they can't power run. He's a speed back. The thing that I would think that the Cowboys would do is like to use the screen game against the Eagles aggressiveness. Casey Matthews has been a major factor now. He's on the field 30 to 40%. I think that's a big deal here. And I think you use him almost as a spy on Jones, because Matthews, you saw him last week, track guys down. His speed now is a major factor. Good job by Castillo kind of figuring out how to use him. Phillip Hunt in his situational pass rush role, he's doing a nice job. And Graham got on the field now. Trent Call is pretty much over that calf injury. He looks great the last couple weeks. They've got it going on with their pass rushers now. You could tell that they're feeling it, and they're understanding Juan. They're buying in. This is going to be a great matchup because you have a real offense. The Jets don't have a real offense, let's face it.
Okay. Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us here, and we'll see you on Saturday. Kickoff show, halftime report, postgame show presented
Looking
by
forward
Rico.
To it.
Adam Kaplan joining Chris McPherson in studio on Saturday on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Hey Eagles fan, it's Dominique Rogers Cromartie. I want to thank you for your support and have a happy holidays.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Paul, what shall we do with this bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy?
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble. And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
What does that mean when you see guys doing that kind of thing? And, you know, everybody's kind of...
I mean, it's contagious. That's what a team is all about. When you've got guys that don't have the ball in their hands, they're blocking for their teammates. That's the kind of guy Macklin is. That's the kind of guy he's always been. And that's why I love playing with the guy.
How did you not get in on this? Did you watch it? I mean, were you in? Or?
No, I guess my foot was out of bounds. But I didn't actually see the replay of it, so I don't know.
Were two of your best games of the season as big as the Ryan Brothers defenses? Why have you gotten this so well?
I don't know. I think we just... have taken advantage of some of the opportunities we've had in the middle and in one-on-one situations. Excited to see what they do this week, but you know, we're going to keep doing what we've been doing.
Are the Ryan Brothers defenses very different? Or are they similar?
They're pretty similar. Not too much different. I think Rex's defense, you know, they might move around a little bit more, but pretty much the same concepts. I don't know. I mean, you could just say that that's just stat-wise. I mean, there's times where I have to stand and block, and there's times where I get to go out and catch passes, but usually when you look at the stat line, all you're going to see is when I catch passes. So, you know, those things don't really I don't let them get to me too much because I still got a job to do on every single play that I'm out there.
You generally can't catch them, all the ones that are thrown in your direction. There aren't many drops this year. Is there something you've worked on in carrying the ball when it's thrown to you this season?
No. I mean, same as always. I mean, like I said, last year was a different story, but, you know, just focusing. And you continue to catch balls, you get more and more confident, and that carries over, too.
It's got to mean something on your end to be leading, you know, the team in receptions, though. Can you talk about that?
I mean, I don't really care about the stats. All I care about is us winning this week. You know, leading the team, not leading the team, it's whatever.
How weird do you think Saturday's going to be? I mean, obviously, you know, your guy's future depends on what happens in a game you can't control. Whatever happens in that game, you think you guys will approach Dallas the same way?
Yeah. We can't worry about that game. We can't worry about what they do. All we can worry about is what we do and how we play against Dallas. And Dallas is a huge rivalry. They always want to beat us. We always want to beat them, no matter what's going on around the league. We got to line up our 11 against their 11. And we don't want to be embarrassed, and we want to beat them every single time.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro with you here. Eagles Live, the name of our show, 215-339-6709. We've got Eagles Nightly tonight at 7 o'clock, then Eagles Live. Bo and Chris come your way. And we also want to show you Eagles Television Network's programming this weekend. Because of the holidays, it has changed. On Friday night, you see Eagles Confidential, 1 a.m. Saturday, Players Show at 7:30 in the morning. Eagles Confidential will follow late night, 11:35. The Frenzy at 11:35. We'll recap the Eagles and the Cowboys and Eagles mashup 12:05 next week. Eagles mashup on Christmas Eve, on New Year's Eve, rather, 2:10 in the morning. Tony in Virginia joins us. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
All righty. How are you?
I'm great, man. Just want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, too.
All right. And just a little bit about the Dallas game. I really, for some reason, I have a feeling that they're going to test us out a little bit. I'm thinking we're going to see a lot more screens with Dallas. And I believe if we just weather that initial storm, they're going to be fired up because of how we manhandled them earlier. And I think Jerry Jones' comments was really just a fire.
I agree.
So to anything.
I agree.
So,
I think Jerry Jones saying that he's afraid of the Eagles, quote unquote, a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
A bunch of malarkey.
So I believe we just weather that storm and come out and do what we do and watch out for the screen and draw. Because really, I heard Adam say, you know, they're limited as far as their power plays, but they're going to have to utilize Felix speed in the open field. And, just make sure they don't use our aggressiveness against us. I really believe so, really confident in what we do, you know, and it looks good. And then I had one other question for you. If we finish out 8-8 and go to the playoffs, our draft pick, would that be based on where we at and where we finish in the playoffs? Or
no, it's
our
based
record?
On regular season record.
Okay.
Unless you
All
get
right.
to the Super
okay.
Bowl.
All right.
Yeah, if you reach the Super Bowl, you become your third.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Eagles winning, and it'll be great.
Give me a score.
I'm giving us, I would say we're going to win 27-24. I think it'll be a high-scoring game and a tight one.
Tony, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy your holiday weekend. I wonder how many people have off work this week. Do you take a lot of time off before Christmas, Hanukkah? Do you take it off between Christmas and New Year's, Hanukkah and New Year's? Or you just, like we do, just work right through it. This is our holidays, talking to you. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Live. Let's take a look at some of the headlines here. We find out as, oh, by the way, yeah, no, let's go back to that. Make sure you get to NFL.com/FedEx as we will urge you to vote for LeSean McCoy for the FedEx Ground Player of the Week. Please do that. Headlines today. Oh. Well, forget about it. There really aren't any headlines. All right. other than the Eagles coordinators came in, a lot of respect for the Cowboys, and big day of practice. I think everybody's on track to play against the Cowboys. That includes Asante Samuel, barring any kind of setback. Tom in New Jersey joins us. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Dave, what's going on?
How are you, sir?
Good. I just wanted to call in and say that the game last week was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
There's just one guy that he's really getting on my nerves. Everybody keeps saying they want to see more of him, but he really, the last two games, this guy's been hurting us on special teams.
Curtis Marsh.
Marsh.
Well, I'll tell you, I heard what Bobby April said. Now, the instance is he is blocking, and he's really working his guy. Okay, so I respect and I'm glad to see him working so hard. You see him running across the field here, working his guy. Now, he has to be aware that ball's right in front of him. You got to be aware that you got to back off. So that was unfortunate. But I like the effort. But yeah, I agree. You got to be. It's time to be more aware. No question.
Yeah, he just needs to use he just needs to use his head a little bit more. I think he's. I don't know what's going on. I don't really see much from him. Maybe that's his lack of playing time. But he just doesn't really impress me. So I don't understand why all the people out there are writing all these posts that they want to see more of him. He's not really that impressive.
Well. He's clearly doing a good job in blocking, I think, or else Bobby April will take him off the field. Now, Bobby may take him off the field now. I don't know.
Was he on the field with Colt Anderson before he got hurt?
Yes. Colt was not not blocking on the edges.
Oh, all right. Okay. I got you.
Curtis is a strong, physical kid who I think has a really nice future as a cornerback. Hasn't played a lot there. He's trying to earn his way onto the field, and I cannot fault him for the effort. Got to be more aware, but I cannot fault him for the effort. I like to see the effort, the strength, the push. But I hear what you're saying. You can't make those mistakes anymore.
If push comes to shove and we do make the playoffs, we can't be making those mistakes in the playoffs. Last year we had, what was his name, Gerard Lawson. He made that horrible holding
decision.
Penalty in
yep.
the playoffs. They just killed us
yep.
on the punt.
Yep. Hey, I'm with you, man. Let's hope. Hey,
prediction for this game? Okay. We're going to come out hard, punch Dallas right in the mouth, 35-17 birds.
You're the man. Thank you so much for calling. Happy holidays, Tom. Yeah, I will say that I agree with the idea that the first, quarter of this game, super important. The Cowboys are going to come out. Crowd's going to be all charged up. Eagles need to show. And we talked about Marsh as a rookie earning more playing time. What about Casey Matthews? Stepping up, making plays and situational opportunities on the field. Not a starter, but he's starting in the nickel, playing a lot. And making some plays, we go in the locker room and talk to Casey. In 1 second. We're getting there. Sorry. I thought that was a thumbs up, not a 1 second.
Look to get back out there and prove them wrong.
How would you view your performance in the last couple of weeks?
There's always room for improvement. I mean, that's how I've always looked at it. Obviously, you're going to make mistakes, but just watch the film, keep getting better practice, and you can never be. It's never as good as never as bad as you look at it.
Are you most comfortable as an attacking linebacker, getting into the backfield, like when you disrupted the screen pass last week and the sack and all that kind of stuff? I mean, it seems to be. Is that kind of your bread and butter, your favorite element, or where you're most comfortable?
I definitely enjoy that, attacking, getting in the backfield. Obviously, those were the big plays are made, the tackle for losses and stuff like that. But really just trying to be an all-around player and just starts at practice, keep getting better, even in the drills, even if you're doing scout team, just keep getting better in every phase of the game.
How rewarding was it in that first series? You have the drop for a loss, and then you help Kurt shake the fumble loose.
It was a good feeling. I mean, I'm still happy. I'm back out there. That's really what it was. But I knew the opportunity was going to come. But again, I just got to take advantage of it and just make plays.
When you look at the tape, do you notice any difference in your play from the beginning of the season?
Just my comfort out there. It's just a lot more comfortable, and just things have just slowed down, just getting a better grasp of the defense.
How dangerous do you think would be if you guys did get into the playoffs? I mean, a lot of people thought by the time Green Allen, you talk to your brother about it, but a lot of people thought by the time Green Bay got in last year, they needed a lot of help too. This team you didn't really want to face. Could the Eagles be that team?
We could be that team, and I mean, some stuff has to happen. I mean, some stuff has happened so far, but I mean, it's tough, you know, especially with a couple games we've let slip away from us. But I think if we get in, obviously, if we keep playing, we did these past 2 weeks, I think we'll be a pretty tough team to beat. But we got to get in.
Coming to these last few games,
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Empty backfield as Vic takes the snap. He's looking. He's being chased. He gets out of the way. He runs. He pumps. He fires. Touchdown!
I'm Michael Vick, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Grossman in the shotgun, and also Cooley, who makes the catch, and he is belted down! What a hit by Asamoah! Cooley made the catch in the flat, and Asamoah just leveled him for a two-yard loss. What a play by Asamoah!
He makes the catch, but he didn't net very much.
Hey, Eagles fans, this is Nnamdi Asamoah, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Fresh.
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 We're fresh.
Fresh.
Exciting.
Exciting.
We're loving up your holiday.
We're fresh.
Fresh.
Woo.
Inviting.
Season
merry in a fresh new way. We're fresh,
fresh.
Enjoy a freshly made holiday with the freshest ingredients from Acme. It's the recipe for eating well.
We're fresh, fresh, fresh. We're fresh.
And Marv, that's 4.5 away from tying Michael Strahan for the single season sack record. Jason Babin has a couple of games to do it, and if you think Jason Babin can't get there, he's had 8 sacks in the last 3. So this will be cake, right? Let's welcome in the Eagles' talented defensive end. Jason, thanks for joining us. What's been going on the last few games? I mean, 8 sacks in the 3 games, you've been unstoppable.
You know what? I just got to give credit to the team. You know, offense putting up points. You know, those guys covering everybody, and I'm just in the right place at the right time.
Have you started to think about that NFL single-season record, 18.5? Or 22.5, I'm sorry, 22.5.
Think about what? I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just playing hard.
All right, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it. Good luck moving forward. How difficult, Jason, has this season have been for you? You guys, obviously, you came from Tennessee. There was a lot of talk in the offseason about the Eagles being the team to beat. Things didn't quite work out that way midway through. Don't want to rehash all that stuff. But just how difficult has all the talk, because Philly is a lot different than many other cities, with the disappointment that has come with your season up to date?
You know what? It definitely didn't go as planned. But, you know, what we're doing now, and I think the way everyone's playing and just giving it up to the guy next to him on Sunday, really shows the character of the guys in this team. You know, it's definitely not what we wanted, but, you know, I think we're building something here.
And your defensive coordinator, Juan Castillo, I mean, what changes have you seen him make throughout the season? Because he's come under a great amount of fire.
You know what? It's when people talk bad about Coach Castillo, it's really an indictment on all of us. You know, we take it personal because we're in this together. And right now he's coming into his own, you know, and the defense is gelling. So, you know, I think everybody's pleased with that.
And what's been the difference over the last couple of weeks? Because I think people see this Eagles team and what you guys have been able to accomplish in the last couple of games. And people say, this is what we thought we were going to see for the majority of the season.
Well, really, you know, most of our issues was us, you know, not being in the right place, you know, not making tackles, you know, not using our fundamentals. And when we do the right things, I mean, you see what happens on the last two Sundays.
A lot of people have counted you guys out, but now you're in a situation where if yourselves, the Cowboys and the Giants all finish with 8-8 marks, you guys will be the ones who will represent the NFC East in the postseason. You guys will win the division. Did you ever stop believing that there was an opportunity for you guys to make the postseason when things weren't going as well as planned?
You know, at that time, we were just focused on trying to get back on track. Obviously, everyone thinks about postseason in the back of their mind, but at the time, you know, we just needed to win some games.
You had a big victory against the Cowboys back in Week 8. What do you have to do, Jason, this weekend, this Saturday, to make sure that you guys sweep the season series?
Like I said, the biggest thing for us is doing what we need to do, taking care of our business. You know, and that starts with a good week of practice. And beyond that, you know, it's pretty simple. It's football, you know. Tackle the guy and then stop the pass. And then the opposite side, you know, score some touchdowns. But, you know, we just enjoy working hard throughout the week and playing on Saturday or Sunday.
What would it mean to you? I know you're going to tell me one game at a time, you're not thinking about it, but just go outside the box a little bit here. What would it mean to you if you were able to get that sacks record?
It would be nice. But you know what? The sack record, if that helps my team, you know, win, then I'm all for it. But I'm going to give it up for the team.
All right. Jason Babin, the star defensive end for the Philadelphia Eagles. 18 sacks, 8 in the last 3, 4.5 away from the record. But I'm sure it's even sweeter for you, Jason. You guys still have a shot at the postseason. I know. I'm sorry. I'll keep it down. Good luck this weekend.
All right.
Against the Cowboys.
Thank you.
Good job for Jason Babin. What a season. 18 sacks. Really handled himself so well. All right, let's take another look here at the NFL Network. And they had a debate. Who wins the NFC East? Eagles, Cowboys, or the New York Giants?
Pete, let me start with you. Who wins the NFC East?
You know, Fran, I really just want to say who cares, but by default, I'll just go with the Giants. You know, listen, this league, this conference has so frustrated me this year, up and down, up and down. Like I said, by default, I'm going to stick with the Giants. I like Coughlin. Eli, I thought, played pretty well. I think his wide receiver, especially Akeem Nicks on Sunday, let him down. 2 drop touchdown passes, a lot of miscues, period, across the board. You look at Tony Romo. Listen, Dallas has it all. They rush the passer. They do a lot. This guy can wow you any given Sunday. But they take turns in Dallas. We've talked just making big blunders, whether it's coaching, whether it's Romo, DeMarco Murray getting hurt, whatever it may be. I just cannot trust this football team. You look at the Redskins, Week 13 versus the Jets. I mean, they look like a dead dog. Then they come out versus the Patriots, almost beat them. And then they embarrass the Giants last week. I mean, up and down. This division is just everywhere. So Giants by default, Tom. The rest of the time is yours. That's all I got, buddy.
I've changed my opinion and my statement on this division every week for the last 6 weeks. I think if you go back in the tape, you'll find me. I'll be right at some point at the end of the regular season. I'm going to continue my trend of nonsensical football comments and say the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the most sure outcome of the final two games for these three teams is that the Eagles are going to win both. I don't see the Dallas Cowboys beating the Eagles with Michael Vick and his receivers healthy. I don't think that the Eagles will lose to the Washington Redskins. I think these Eagles love this kind of issue that they are now the hunter versus the hunted. I think they like that position. I think they thrive when they don't feel the pressure. I don't think the Cowboys can beat them, as I said. I don't see the Cowboys going to New York and beating the Giants. This all falls apart, though, Heath, if, in fact, the Jets, the team that you just scolded, and rightfully so, a segment or two ago, if they can't beat the Giants, then my plan folds. So
you're right.
The Jets beat the Giants, rather. The Eagles went out, the Eagles win the East. Does that make any sense?
Completely.
It does. But I will remind both of you two that any one of these teams could get a home playoff victory in the first round.